Oh, I'm looking at the webm that somebody posted. It's like one guy is 3D CG and the other guy is not. It's so weird.
Yeah, and the guy that's CG is in the foreground and the guy that's 2D is in the background, which is like, I'm not sure why they would do that.
It feels like a bunch of people working on like a college thesis who like have never made a big production before. And yeah, the manga art looks great. What the hell? That's really unfortunate.
In the trailer at the end, you might have noticed that they said, what was it exactly they said? This is an attack on all other sci-fi series, saying, oh, here we go, declaring war against all the sci-fi series around the world. Which is a pretty big claim for what it looks like.
What army are they using? North Korea's?
Oh, goodness.
That's wild. I was just going to say something about that. That reminds me, of course, of the classic Akunohana Flowers of Evil treatment.
Where they're dancing in the classroom?
Yeah, the disturbing rotoscoping. Although, I have heard people defend it and say that, like, the rotoscoping adds to, like, the level of eeriness. And, like,
it's
uncomfortableness.
Uncanny.
Yeah. But, oh, man. Every time I think of the Akunohana anime, I just remember that one 2-channel poster who summed it up best when they said, it's been a long time since I've seen such a perfect rape. It's... Jesus.
Man, that... You'd think by this point, like... There's another show airing this season, which is like an 8-minute short called Idols, and it's low budget for sure, but even